Coventry Hospital Radio. Your choice, your music.
Well then, if you were having a nice walk by the river in Stratford-upon-Avon fairly early on, a Friday morning, you may have come across a group of something like 12 to 18 people. They appear to be doing martial arts movements, very slowly and gently. Well, they are doing Tai Chi, led by their instructor Debbie Wild, who is on the phone right now. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for inviting me along.
Thank you for coming on the show. Good to hear you. And you've been busy just coming out of a class now, I guess.
I've just done a class in Ettington, yes.
Oh, very good. Now then, tell me, or tell our listener, what is Tai Chi?
Tai Chi, as you suggest, is a martial art, although it's classified as an internal martial art. So rather than making your body strong on the outside, like a martial art like karate or judo, Tai Chi makes your body strong on the inside. So it's more gentle movement, but it targets all of the joints, all of the inner muscles. It's very good for breathing, it's very good for posture, it's good for balance. Breathing, posture and balance are all linked, so improving one tends to help to improve the others.
And this is okay for any age?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it comes from China, and I think a lot of people may have seen older Chinese people in the parks practicing. But I'd really like to say it is absolutely not just for old people. The reason we see older people in the parks practicing is because older people are around at that time of day, whereas the younger people are perhaps looking after children or working or something. So it is absolutely not an old person's activity.
All right. So how did you get started?
I got started, I was in my early 30s, and I just had two children. And I wanted something, some me time for myself. I was feeling pretty stressed, and just an hour a week would have been great. And I came across Tai Chi, and I thought, oh, that sounds really intriguing. And I just started with one hour a week, and I just absolutely loved it. It was, just fabulous. And then my teacher said to me, Debbie, you should teach this, and things just went from there, really. It was and from there, just a case of being in the right place at the right time, and things just snowballed.
And you've running quite a big business from what I see of your newsletter you put out.
Yeah, we do. I think I've got about 12 classes a week.
Good.
Which has changed a lot since COVID, so everything changed then, didn't it?
It did.
We've got inside classes, which I've just done now. We've got the outside classes that you mentioned, one of which is in Stratford in the park, and also some Zoom online classes, which are really handy for people who are pushed for time or would like to do like a second or even third class of the week.
And there's quite a lot of people around Coventry and Warwickshire doing Tai Chi, like yourself, isn't there?
Yes, I think so. There seems to be plenty of people who are teaching it now, and I think it's become a lot more mainstream in the last few years, and people just wanting some more quality time and getting out of the kind of work, eat, sleep kind of routine, and wanting to do a little bit something positive for themselves.
And what about the benefits then that people get out of it?
Well, a lot of people say they feel more relaxed and they have more quality of life, better mobility. A lot of people find it improves their breathing, and improving your breathing improves your posture. But it can be also very individualised. I had one gentleman who said that halfway through the class, he could see the fingers on the clock on the opposite wall. And so, you know, you can't say, oh, it'll help that, can you? But
no.
And then there was another little lady who, after about 6 months, came in and said she could now stretch up and put her coat on the peg when she got in. So it can be very individualised. But it's what you put into it is what you get out of it. So
right.
If you come along to a class once a week, you will notice some improvements. If you come along to a class twice a week or practice a little bit in between, then you will get more improvements.
Good grief, that's great. I talked in the intro about passers-by. What reaction do you get from them?
Well, a lot of them smile. And because we're quite a large group now, and some people who come to the classes in the park say, oh, I don't know if I can do that, I feel really on show. But because we have quite, well, large groups of, say, like a 12 of us, I think passers-by are more kind of like wary about coming past us than people are about being seen. Most people smile. And there was one class in particular where we had to move slightly and we were covering the footpath. One day it was raining. We were sheltering under a tree. And I was apologising. I'm sorry, we're in the way this week. It's raining. We're under the tree. And several people said, oh, don't worry. It's nice to see you here every week. So
that's good.
Yeah, I think it's a relaxing thing to watch as well as to do.
Yeah, indeed it is. Okay, we're talking with Debbie Wilde about Tai Chi. She'll be back in a minute. We're going to have a piece of music.
Coventry Hospital Radio. Your choice. Your music.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do? They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Great Louis Armstrong, what a wonderful world. Well, remember, we're talking with Debbie Wilde. She's just finished a Tai Chi class in Ettington and talking to us about the benefits and how she got started herself. And those benefits, Debbie, it would probably help me get my socks on in the morning. We could bend a bit easier.
Yes, well, you never know. It's always, yes, good for general mobility. Yeah. People say their energy levels are improved as well, so it might be more energetic about it.
Oh, I'm sure my wife would be pleased about that. Now then, what about what you can do in bed in the ward, or standing up in a ward, okay, or even lying in bed? Can you do anything there with Tai Chi?
Now,
the key thing is, I've been told by a physiotherapist here in this hospital, on an interview I did some time ago in here, that if it's not tied down, they can move it, okay? So there's no safety issue here, all right? So what can they do,
okay,
Debbie?
Okay, so if you are in a hospital bed, you're probably feeling like there's not very much you can do, but one of the things that you do have control over is your breathing, and you can help to get a better breath. So if you're lying in hospital bed, or even if you're sitting, if you put one hand on your rib cage and one hand just underneath your rib cage, and if you imagine that there's a string coming from the crown of your head at the top, so imagine that at the top of the string there's a balloon. So we're just going to gently lift the head from the back, so avoiding putting the chin up, but lifting the head from the back. And we're just going to try and lengthen the spine a little. And as you're doing this, try and breathe a little bit deeper. So you're going to move that bottom hand. So one hand's on your rib cage, one hand's underneath it. So gently stretching up the spine and breathing into your belly. Often people, when you tell them to take a deeper breath, they will lift their shoulders or breathe into the top part of the lungs. But just continuing now to practice, and just practice trying to allow your breath to trickle down into your belly and filling your lungs from the bottom up.
Okay, now I've just been trying that. So tell me again, one hand under the...
One hand on your ribcage, yep. And one hand just underneath the other hand.
Yep.
So you're breathing in and you're trying to move that bottom hand. And to help with the posture, think of the string from the crown of the head. So you're stretching the vertebrae at the back of the neck. And at the same time, you could imagine there's a plumb line coming down from the
Debbie,
back of your spine.
Debbie, can I breathe out yet?
Yeah, yes, of course you can, yes. Yeah, so just carrying on breathing like... deeply but gently, and of course breathing at your own rhythm, breathing in, breathing out, but going for that deeper breath.
Wow.
And if you notice a difference, that's fabulous. If you don't notice a difference, just keep at it, and we're just going to add something else. So if you've got your elbows by your sides, once we've got this nice deeper breathing rhythm going, with your hands I want you to trace a line up the center. It's called separating the clouds, this exercise. So we're going to bring the hands up the center of the body, and then as you're breathing out, take your hands back down the sides again. And breathing into your belly and bring the hands up the center. And then as you're breathing out, letting the hands just float back down to the sides again. If you are lying in bed, if you keep your elbows still, then you won't find that your shoulders are aching. If you're sitting or if you're standing, you can move your elbows and take your hands a little higher. And even just thinking about this will give you 50% of the same benefits as actually doing 100%.
Good grief, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
I'm still surviving here, I'm all right.
That's good, good to know that. But... even thinking about practicing has a beneficial effect. And when you're in bed and you're feeling out of control, that maybe your body's not behaving as you want it to, one of the things that you perhaps do have control over is your breathing. And if you can make your body a little more symmetrical through posture, stretch your spine a little, and concentrate on a slightly deeper breath and a slightly calmer breath, use this separating the clouds motion. So you're bringing your hands up the center as you're breathing in, and then breathing out, letting your hands go down the outside. And as you continue to do this, as you're separating the clouds, imagine that you're clearing your mind, and you can also imagine that you're clearing your body as well. So you're using your breath, you're visualizing positive energy coming in, and anything that you want to let go of, visualize that leaving your body. But these are Tai Chi principles, and we do have an exercise separating the clouds, which we do standing. So even though you're in bed, there is still stuff that you can do, which will give you a more positive frame of mind and which will really help your body.
That's excellent. Well, I'm saying if anybody's doing this in the ward and you're listening now and doing this and following it, you want to let me know how you're getting on. Bob.g
yes.
at CoventryHospitalRadio.org. It comes up on the screen right by me. Or you can WhatsApp me. I'm Coventry Hospital Radio. It'll come up there. Just tell me how you're getting on with the exercises that Debbie has just described. That's brilliant, Debbie. I'm feeling better already.
I would love to know if people are trying it along and are actually finding a benefit, because I know that breathing is so important, and getting that deeper breath will help with all sorts of things, including higher blood pressure. You can Google it. You don't have to be like a fitness fanatic to experience on this. You can do stuff already in whatever condition you're in.
That's excellent.
And Tai Chi can also be used for people who are recovering from heart surgery because it's very gentle. But even though it's gentle, it hits the spot. So keep on practicing and keep on carrying on. It's all to the good, isn't it?
It is indeed. And I did a Google search on Tai Chi and went into it for Coventry and Warwickshire, or just generally put it in for West Midlands. There's a lot going on. So wherever you're listening to this in that ward and you're going home to somewhere that isn't Coventry or Warwickshire even, you'll find it. Just Google search Tai Chi. Everything will come up, including Debbie Wilde if you're doing Warwickshire. Debbie, thank you very much for coming along. That's really good. And I'll tell everybody where this is repeated and where they can get hold of it again if they want to go through the exercises, because it comes out as a podcast eventually on our website.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, so we'll keep it going. And thank you very much for your time this afternoon after having a busy class there in Ettington. Are you up to another class, shortly?
I've got one this evening.
Well, good. That's great. Working hard. Like to hear that. Keep doing the Tai Chi, you Debbie. Don't let you...
I will. Thank you very much.
And thank you for coming on. Good to hear.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.